Lecture topic, Dua, the weapon of believers.
One very well-known Hadith Sharif, that the seven categories of people that will be given the shade of the Arsh on the day of Qiyamah, which is not an ordinary bounty, but very, very great bounty. And the reality of this will only be realized on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be drowning in their perspiration. So one of the seven categories is وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَعَضَتْ عَيْنَهَا. Person who remembers Allah Ta'ala in solitude, and it leads him to shedding tears in the love of Allah Ta'ala, or in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That person's tears are so beloved to Allah Ta'ala that it will grant him this great bounty of the shade of the Arsh on the day of Qiyamah. So this is a very important aspect that should become part of a person's life, that even if at that time, and daily some time should be dedicated for this, to make dua in a way that a person is shedding tears, and if not shedding tears, then فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا, where even the appearance of a crying person, Allah Ta'ala accepts that as well. That too is will bring the same end result and the same reward. So some dedicated time daily, dua, as you heard just now after Fajr, is the weapon of a mu'min. So this is what we use least, unfortunately. This manner of dua, that even if a person is unable to cry at that time, but the appearance of a crying person is adopted, and to make dua in a dedicated manner. One is the routine dua, but dua in a dedicated manner daily. Deep hearted dua, begging for our own needs, our afiyat of deen primarily is the first thing, and afiyat in dunya as well, and all the other needs that we have, and dua for the entire ummah at large. So this should be part of a mu'min's life. Dua, unfortunately, is neglected, whereas that is the key factor. So we often have a lot of issues, we have a lot of complaints about things also, we have a lot of things that we unnecessarily sometimes worry about, distant issues in the future, which we can't do anything about now, but we don't make the dua. We can make for all that, but we don't make dua for it. So dua should become a part and parcel of our lives, and this is a very great ibadat itself. It's the essence of ibadat, so that should be at the top of the list of a'mal that a person has for the day. His ma'mulat he should never ever miss, and dua should be a very high priority in that. Even if it is sometimes just a minimal amount of time, a few minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, but that should not get neglected. And when this dua continues, this builds ta'alluq in Allah Ta'ala, and it increases the yaqeen. When a person sees things unfolding the way he was asking for it, that builds that yaqeen in dua. And in any case, the acceptance of dua is not dependent on that he must see what he asked happening exactly as he asked. That is in Allah Ta'ala's prerogative. But that dua must continue. This itself is an ibadat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.